This week in Palestine, the Israeli government announced 88 more planned home demolitions, this time the entire El Bustan neighborhood in the Silwan area of East Jerusalem. Palestinian member of the Israeli Knesset, Dr. Jamal Zahalka, took a break from a Knesset meeting where he was presenting his initiative to stop the demolition to talk about the situation.
After my initiative, the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, today will discuss the demolition of more than 90 houses in the Silwan area. Silwan is a target for the Israeli government and municipality and for extreme right groups who want to demolish houses and take the land of Palestinians according to Israeli myth about the kingdom of David, which was according to them, in this area. The evacuation of Palestinians in East Jerusalem is part of Israeli plan to Judaize East Jerusalem.
And is it true that this is the largest planned home demolition in East Jerusalem since 1967?
Yes, it's the biggest, but Israel is destroying houses all the time. They destroy houses, sometimes they destroy one or two or three. But this time they are destroying a whole neighborhood called El Bustan neighborhood in Silwan area. And the reaction of the people, I visited the protest tent in Silwan yesterday, and I felt that the people want and decided to struggle against the demolition of their houses. And they are working also in the international with the international media and the public through councils and ambassadors in Jerusalem. And also they are trying to go to court to stop the demolition of their houses. But in any case, if the Israeli bulldozers come to Silwan to destroy the houses, people will fight against it.
What do you think is, how effective is this sort of nonviolent popular resistance? How effective is it compared to the effectiveness of what you're trying to do in the Israeli Knesset?
The protest of the people of Silwan defending their houses is nonviolent. And they have the right, the basic right, to live in their houses. This is normal. This is the basic rights according to any human rights bill. But the Israeli plan is to expel Palestinians and bring Jewish people to live instead of them. The municipality and the government are cooperating against the people as though that the people of East Jerusalem are the enemies of the state of Israel.
Thank you, Palestinian member of the Israeli Knesset, Dr. Jamal Zahalka. As the land confiscation continues, so does the resistance. Both Bil'ain and Salfit held demonstrations this week. Organizer Mohammed Khatib joined us from Bil'ain village. We, of course, for the last 3 months, we've been going along with the same program of protesting the wall. We are having nonviolent marches and demonstrations against the wall, and in each one there is a message for the international community and for the Israelis. The last idea in the march yesterday was a wall built on the shoulders of the people. This idea is just to show how the wall destroys the Palestinian people's lives. Our plan to demonstrate will continue on Friday. Thousands are supposed to participate in this demonstration, with Knesset members and Israeli and foreign leftists, and also PLC members. In this demonstration, we will only hold Palestinian flags to show Palestinian unity. And in trying to get anti-wall organizer Nesfet on the phone during a demonstration in Salfit, we could hear the chaos. We are in a protest right now, and we're having problems with the Israeli army. As you can hear, the Israeli soldiers are talking to me right now. Don't go near the bulldozers. The bulldozers are on my land. I have the right to go there. Reporting from Occupied Palestine, I'm Kristen S.